Yesterday's judicial hearing for the lawsuit contesting the ballot recount for Alaska's House District 1 lasted 6.5 hours. Judge Eric Arseth was appointed to be a special master to review the case filed by Democrat Catherine Dodge after a November 30th recount put her Republican opponent, Bart Laban, ahead by one vote. As KUAC's Robin reports, at least one ballot was cast by voters who did not live in the district. But the judge ruled that was unknown by the Division of Elections at the time.
Arseth heard arguments picking through 9 challenged ballots, 3 from Dodge, 5 from Laban, and 1 from both of them. That one had both ovals filled in for the House District 1 race, but also an X on the oval for Bart Laban. The Dodge campaign said it should count as the voter rejecting Laban. But lawyer Stacy Stone, representing Bart Laban, says her side thought it should count as a valid voting mark for Laban.
The recommendation from Judge Arseth was not to count that ballot.
The Laban side argued 3 ballots with odd markings should count for him, but were thrown out as invalid. Stone says they also asked for 2 absentee ballots from the same address to be counted.
We assume they're a husband and wife, we're not sure, but one voter had the other voter's voter identification and vice versa.
The Dodge side challenged a question ballot from a voter whose address changed when he registered for the Alaska Permanent Fund dividend last year. He showed up to vote in District 1, but was not on the roster, so he voted a questioned ballot, in this case, for Catherine Dodge. Arseth said he would recommend the Supreme Court not count that ballot.
Through his PFD applications, pursuant to the law, registered himself for a district other than District 1, and that he was limited to vote in that district.
From the Dodge side, they challenged 2 absentee ballots from a woman who listed her address in an auto glass repair shop and a doctor with an address at an office. The doctor provided an affidavit saying he lives part-time in California and part-time in another Fairbanks political district. But Arseth said the doctor's testimony was gathered after the recount, and his status could not have been known by the Division of Elections.
It is a notarized affidavit. I made a ruling on the authenticity of it. The affidavit is clear in terms of I'm not a resident of District 1, and he should not have voted in the District 1 election. But those are the imperfections that are in our statutory scheme for elections.
Dodge's attorney, Patrick Munson, was on the phone and double-checked with the judge about the voter's status.
If the affidavit is considered, then you would find that he was not a resident for the 30 days leading up to the election as a fact matter. Is that accurate?
Yes, that's accurate.
Okay, thank you.
Arseth said the 2 absentee ballots, both which were for Laban, should be counted. Arseth will release his written report today, recommending all the rulings by the Division of Elections be upheld by the Alaska Supreme Court. If they do, the vote count will remain the same, with Bart Laban the winner by 1 vote. The Supreme Court hears arguments in the case January 4th. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.